A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Beya Daftes Vav, Beya 15b, pagination 30, at the top of the page, starting the second perek of the Masechta. Yom Tov Shechol Lios Erev Shabbos, when you have a Yom Tov that precedes Shabbos, so this is the case that requires an Eruv Tafshilin. We need to prepare before Yom Tov for Shabbos in order that on Yom Tov we should be allowed to continue our Shabbos cooking. So the Mishnah states, Lo yivasha b'tchilu miyom tov l'Shabbos. Really, you're not allowed to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos. And the first solution is, Avo mevasha l'hu liyom tov im hoser hoser l'Shabbos. You can cook extra by unintentional, perhaps. But you're allowed to cook for Yom Tov. And if there is leftover, you could leave it for Shabbos. So a person who has a bunch of dishes and is not sure which dish is going to go over well, so he cooks generously of each, serves them, and whatever's left over is good for Shabbos, but you're not allowed to cook purposely from Yom Tov to Shabbos. However, there is a solution, and that's what we mentioned, Erev Tavshilin. Va'osa Tavshal me'erev Yom Tov. You could make a cooked item from before Yom Tov, v'somech alav l'Shabbos, and rely on that to allow you to prepare on Yom Tov for Shabbos. Let's skip down to the first wide line. In the middle of the line, the Gemara explains what this concept of Erev Tavshilin is in a nutshell by way of overview. The question here is, was Erev Tavshilin legislated in order to protect Yom Tov, so that I should not violate Yom Tov by preparing for Shabbos? But if I started preparing for Shabbos from before Yom Tov, then, hey, I tried, and it doesn't violate Yom Tov so deeply, and therefore you're allowed to continue preparing on Yom Tov. Or it's really to protect Shabbos, because people would be preparing so much for Yom Tov because it's novel and it precedes Shabbos and we're all involved in Yom Tov. So the concept of Erev Tavshilin was to protect Shabbos. You should do some preparation to have in mind Shabbos so that we don't forget Shabbos. So the Gemara presents these two viewpoints. My time, or what's the reason for Erev Tavshilin? Omar Rava, Rava said, "Kedei sheyivra mona yafel l'Shabbos, so that a person should choose something good for Shabbos, or mona yafel Yom Tov, and you should also choose good for Yom Tov." But his chiddush is the mona yafel l'Shabbos. We were worried about Shabbos. That's Rava's position. Ravashi, Omar Ravashi said, "Kedei sheyomru ein ofin mi Yom Tov, so that people should understand that you can't cook from Yom Tov normally. Miyom Tov l'Shabbos, you can't cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos. Kavachama miyom Tov l'chol, you certainly wouldn't be able to cook from Yom Tov to a weekday. It's all to protect Yom Tov. So again, according to Rava, it's to protect Shabbos so that you should have something nice for Shabbos also. And that's the Erev Tavshilin preparation. And according to Ravashi, it's to protect Yom Tov so that people should know you can't violate Yom Tov to prepare even for Shabbos. And certainly you wouldn't start cooking from Yom Tov for the weekday, what is commonly referred to as hachana, improper preparation on Yom Tov for the next day. The Rosh writes a fascinating nafka mina between these two perspectives. The Rosh maintains that if you have a case, like by Sukkos, where you're making an Erev Tavshilin for the first day's Yom Tov, and you want to know, will that Erev Tavshilin count as well for second day Yom Tov, So the Rosh says that according to Rava, that you should choose a nice thing for Shabbos. So you can't, how early can you prepare with an Erev Tavshilin for Shabbos? A week before, 2 weeks before, you're not preparing a nice thing for Shabbos. And that doesn't accomplish Erev Tavshilin according to Rava. He says, though, that according to Rav Ashi, to claim, hey, I started preparing for Shabbos, it might not be a mona yafe l'Shabbos, but a person can argue, I started preparing for Shabbos. And therefore, the Rosh holds that according to Rav Ashi, such a very early Erev Tavshilin would work because you started preparing for Shabbos before Yom Tov. The question, of course, is, do we paskin like Rava? Do we paskin like Rav Ashi? And how should this play itself out in halacha? Would you be allowed to make an Erev Tavshilin very early? The case that they're proposing in the Rishonim is to use a different Yom Tov's Erev Tavshilin for the following Yom Tov. The Mishneh Brura writes the case would be bimeushan, with something that's smoked, and you make a lot of smoked food, and you only do one Erev Tavshilin, having in mind future Yamim Tovim as well. And you make your bracha, and you say, Bahadei Neiruva, through this Erev, it should be permitted, and you have in mind not only this Yom Tov, but other Yamim Tovim, and it'll last because it's Me'ushan, it's smoked. Does that work? Or do we paskin like Rava, that that's not called preparing Mona Yafe L'Shabbos, having in mind right now, while everybody is involved in Yom Tov, to also be able to have a dimension in your heart, room, to pay attention for Shabbos? Something that's old doesn't mean that you started paying attention to Shabbos. So it's interesting that in Shulchan Aruch, Siman Tav Kuf, Chaf Zayin, Sif Yud Dalid, the Mechaber writes, "Emeniach Erev Al Das Lismuch Alav Kol Zman Sheyei Kayum." If a person has in mind to rely on the Erev for as long as it lasts, afilu l'yom tev acher, even for a different yom tev, l'chatchila lo yismuch alav l'yom tev acher. L'chatchila, you should not count it for a future yom tev. Avo b'dieva yachal lismuch alav, but after the fact, you're allowed to rely on it. The Aruch HaShulchan learns that this is very straightforward, an assessment of how to paskin based on Rav Ashi and Rava. The Mechaber, according to the Aruch HaShulchan, is telling you, l'chatchila, we should be choshish for Rava, that that's not called choosing something good for Shabbos and paying attention to Shabbos. If the concern was Shabbos, some old thing is not going to salve us that you're focused on Shabbos. Avol b'dieved, but if after the fact you want to know, is it a bizayon for Yom Tov? Is it a disgrace for Yom Tov? No, I can argue, listen, I started preparing for Shabbos and piggyback on my preparation for Shabbos, some level of preparation, I can continue preparing for Yom Tov. And that's how the Aruch HaShulchan learns l'chatchila and b'dieved. The Mishneh Brura, however, and you could see this clearly in the Shartzion, Sifkaten Samach Vav, Mishneh Brura learns that we definitely would paskin like Rav Ashi so definitively that there's no reason to be choshish for Rava, and therefore, really the psak over here in Shulchan Aruch, if it was just an issue between Rav Ashi and Rava, is that we should paskin like Rav Ashi, that it's an issue of the disgrace of Yom Tov, and therefore an earlier Erev Tavshilin would definitely work. The Mishneh Brura therefore suggests in the Mishneh Brura part of the Sefer that this l'chatchila, you should not rely on an early Erev Tavshilin, on an Erev Tavshilin that was made so early, is not because we're worried about Rava, because we definitely paskin like Ravashi, but he writes that even in Ravashi, there was a debate whether preparing that far in advance takes away the concern of Bizayon Yomtif, of disgracing Yomtif, because you started preparing on Yomtif. It's only when you prepare right before the Yomtif, on Erev Yomtif, when you're preparing for Yomtif, you're also preparing for Shabbos, that would take away whatever concerns we have that you're preparing on Yomtif. One more comment. The Dir Shu Mishneh Berurah in note 54 discusses, what about Leil Erev Yomtif? Good l'chadchila, you're not supposed to make the Erev Tavshilin days in advance. You're supposed to make it on Erev Yomtif. But what about the night of Erev Yomtif? And they bring from the Sheva Talevi that although he doesn't recommend reciting a bracha on the night of Erev Yomtif, but he says if a person is concerned that they're going to forget, that Erev Yomtif is going to be busy, a lot of things going on, he is allowed to make the Erev Tavshilin on the night of Erev Yomtif and consider that a valid Erev. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.